From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This week on Alt Latino, we've got brand new music from Argentina to Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, and Puerto Rico.
And a lot of garage rock on this week's shows. A lot of grungy, rough, raw, and raunchy sounds coming from garages across the Americas.
So shut the doors and roll up the windows. Things are about to get loud.
This is Alt Latino.
Los Románticos de Zacatecas, who we've played before, and this is their new single, Te Vas, or You Leave. And, you know, we have a lot of songs in this week's show that are very garage rock, 60s, strange love songs, and this is definitely one. He's kind of telling this girl, you know, you go, you leave, you come back, you leave, you come back, and I think you're scared of me loving you, but you know what, we can handle this. You should just stay. We should just do this. It's such an exhilarating song.
It's very upbeat. It's very positive. Very bright, I think is the word. Bright. I love the way at the end they put that little banda stuff in just to remind everybody, you know, hey, we're Mexican here, you know.
Zacatecas in
the house.
There
you go, man. That's it.
The next song I picked is also very upbeat. This is Colombian sweetheart, up-and-coming singer Lido Pimienta. And I think all of her songs, much like Los Románticos de Zacatecas, are just very well constructed. Let's hear the song Progreso, or Progress. The juxtaposition between her completely angelic, childlike voice and these very industrial, hard beats,
industrial,
grimy beats.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's very strong.
This is from her 2010 EP, Color. And this is, I mean, it's kind of a pacifist song. She has lines like, I'm giving you a kiss for progress. She has very interesting references to her home country, Colombia, and Colombia moving towards progress and Colombia moving out of darkness and moving into an era of peace. This is an older EP. It came out early last year. I revisit it because it was featured on recent mixtape, a great mixtape, which we're going to link to on our website, npr.org/altlatino. And the mixtape is songs to listen to at the end of the world.
in honor of the...
The failed...
Was it the rapture or the judgment day?
The failed rapture, yes. Yeah. But so even though the rapture didn't happen, it was rescheduled for October, you can still listen to songs to end the world, and we'll link to this mixtape on our website.
And it gives us more time to put together more mixtapes for the end of the world.
Exactly. And this has like a very Middle Eastern twang to it, this last part.
It's funny because my reference is like the 60s flirtation with sitar, because that sounds like a sitar, but digitally enhanced so that it just sort of floats through the music.
You know, we don't have enough sitar anymore in songs of... You know, in Western songs.
Curiously enough, my son Alessandro was just saying he wanted to learn sitar the other day, and I thought, that's odd. He's 10 years old.
Since you're a drummer, how do you feel about that?
You know,
do you feel betrayed?
No, I feel like that's going to be a lot easier to haul around before and after gigs than a drum set or a set of congas. So, and he can practice in his apartment.
His apartment? Well, you're already getting rid of him?
At some point.
Felix, enough of these touchy-feely, fuzzy, warm feelings, positive vibes. Let's move to the dark side.
Well, it's already on the dark side because I hear 80s era synthesizers.
It's very Depeche Mode.
You know, that's funny because I was thinking a lot of the, there's a couple of albums that David Bowie did, and it was probably mid 80s. I think he was living in Germany. He did a couple of albums with Brian Eno. I think one was called Low, and there was a companion instrumental album that was very dark, very much like this.
It's interesting that you bring up Germany because this is an Argentine band based in Berlin, and you can hear those German industrial sound influences. This is the aptly named band Mueran Humanos, or Die Humans.
And nice.
It's really tough. Felix, it's time for you to take out your mesh tank top and leather pants. This is the song Monstro, and the lyrics are very twisted. It's a love song to a monster. The singer is saying, monster, monster, your mother thinks you are trash, but I love you.
Well, it's interesting that they're going for the sonic equivalent of shock value. But even on its own, if you had listened to it outside of what we heard at first, it definitely makes a sonic stamp. You know, it's very ominous.
Well, speaking of twisted love songs, I want to introduce you to a band from Spain called Guadalupe Plata.
Talk about garage rock. Nothing says garage more than a 12-bar blues boogie with a lot of guitar distortion.
They actually describe their sound as a mix of soccer chants, John Lee Hooker, and flamenco vocals, which is an amazing combination.
I can hear the John Lee and I can hear the flamenco vocals. I'm on my guitar kick again. There's a very nice guitar solo in this piece too. It almost sounds like they're using a megaphone, one of those electronic things to make the voice louder, but from a distance because it distorts the voice and he's singing into it. It's a very nice touch. I like this. It's definitely a trip back in time, but they work it and they do it well. I really like it.
Felix, this is a great opportunity for me to showcase a Puerto Rican garage band that I've been wanting to talk to you about for a really long time. This is Dávila 666. They have this very sweet and romantic kind of sound, but they're also very raunchy. And it's kind of this mix of wall of sound, blues, garage, and they themselves credit Phil Spector as an influence.
Wow, talk about twisted.
This is a classic That Thing You Do song. It's actually called Eso Que Me Haces, That Thing You Do To Me.
That's cute. I like that.
I recently saw a documentary which featured them, among other garage bands. It's called New Garage Explosion. And in this documentary, they really come off as very insightful and genuinely passionate about this type of music that they make. So I strongly recommend, if you're a fan of garage rock and if you want to check out what this band, Dávila 666, is all about, we have a link to it on our website.
You know, it's almost like it's like a music progression history lesson with the 12-bar blues boogie. And then this music, when it happened in the mid-'80s, late-'80s, it was almost like a strong reaction against that blues-based music. And it's like the least you could do with your instrument, the better. Because it's very simple and very forceful. And that in itself was a statement.
And I feel like some of those kind of girl groups that were doing Wall of Sound, nowadays we listen to them and we think, oh, that's so sweet. But for that era, they must have been provocative, right?
In some of the lyrics, some of them were...
Isn't there one that's called... He hit me and it felt like a kiss.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff like that. There was like a tragedy, you know, the boyfriend dies. There was all these tragedy songs. So you're right. The sweetness kind of masqueraded like a little deeper, bittersweet, sometimes hidden meaning.
Well, there's no masking anything in this next song. Here's a very upbeat, happy tune from the Brazilian band A Banda Mais Bonita da Cidade.
Meu amor, essa é a última oração pra salvar seu coração. Coração não é tão simples quanto pensa. Nele cabe o que não cabe na dispensa. Cabe o meu amor, cabe em três vidas inteiras. Cabe uma penteadeira, cabe nós dois.
One of the things I love about this song is that it was sent to us by a listener, by listener Thiago Silva, and it was sent to us by Facebook, which I hope all our listeners have by now added us on Facebook. Our show page is NPR's Alt Latino. We always put on great links, not only to show-related stuff, but other musical news and cultural events. And Thiago suggested this band, A Banda Mais Bonita da Cidade, which means the most beautiful band in the city. And this is a song, Oração. And apparently, up until recently, this band was not very well known. But then the video for this song, which we feature on our show page, became viral. It got 2.3 million hits and counting.
Wow. It's one of those one-shot videos, very similar to one of my favorite one-shot opening sequences at the beginning of Goodfellas, when they walk through the kitchen into the restaurant. This video is the same way. It starts in one room of some house with just a singer and a guitar, and then it kind of winds its way, and they eventually end up in the living room with the rest of the band. There's a drum set. I love the guy at the drum set holding the puppy. I've never seen that. I feel as if I was at a very cool party, and everybody was having a good time, and the group singing at the end. It's just a great song and a great video.
Simples quanto pensa, nele cabe o que não cabe na dispensa. Cabe o meu amor, cabe em três vidas inteiras. Cabe uma penteadeira, cabe nós dois. Cabe até o meu amor, essa é a última oração.
Cabe o meu amor, cabe em três vidas inteiras. Cabe uma penteadeira, cabe nós dois. Cabe até o meu amor.
We're going to stay lighthearted, but go back in time to chicha from the 1970s in South America.
Viva Peru.
There you go. Viva Garages de Peru. This is a song called Silbando, and it's by a group called Los Ribeñeros. And it has an interesting backstory. It's a remix by this group called Greenwood Rhythm Coalition, based in Brooklyn. It's from an album called 101 Things to Do in Bongolia. and it's a play on the words on bongo, on the instrument. And it's on a label called Electric...
You come from the planet Mongolia?
I come from Congolia, I think. One of the two. It's on a label called Electric Cowbell Records. It's a compilation that these guys do. They do strictly... Their releases are strictly 45 RPM vinyl. And what they did was they put together a compilation on CD and sent it out so people could hear it. But they're only going to manufacture 45 RPM vinyl records. And it's a label of independent artists doing different styles, a lot of rock, some hip hop, some DJ stuff. And they have this remix of from the Roots of Chicha 2 album with this group from Brooklyn. Really, really nice stuff.
I love the sound of chicha because it does have a very raw, unpolished element to it with those guitar licks.
Yeah. And this is the part later on in the song where you can hear the influence. You can actually hear what the remix guys are doing. They're taking that feel, breaking it down a little bit, making it more contemporary. But I can still get the chicha feel, believe it or not.
You when your remixes, you're driving me crazy. You remix everything. What's next?
This is a very heartfelt tribute to Colombian music from an unlikely collection of people that just is knocking me out. Check it out.
Como la luna que alumbra por la noche los caminos, como las hojas al viento, como el sol espanta el frío, como la tierra la lluvia, como el mar espera el río, así espero tu regreso a la tierra del olvido.
Como naufragan mis miedos, si navego en tu mirada, como alerta mi sentido, con tu voz enamorada, con tu sonrisa de niña, como me mueves el alma, como me quitas el sueño, como me robas la calma. (Risa)
I miss Colombia. This, I miss Latin America. This song makes me miss Latin America.
This is a song in the style of vallenato, and some of the our more astute Colombian or Latin American listeners may recognize Carlos Vives' voice. This is from an album called Playing for Change 2. Playing for Change is a collection of street musicians around the world, recorded by producer Mark Johnson. He started in 2004, and it's really grown into this multimedia presentation. There's a foundation to build music schools around the world. There's websites, and their website has videos, performers. This track features 80 musicians from Colombia. What he does is he goes around the country and records people separately and then puts them all together. This track features Carlos Vives on vocals, also features Totó La Momposina, the queen of Colombian folk,
love
and
her.
Our dear friend Lisa Omet from Bomba Estéreo, and a 30-piece youth orchestra that is made up of victims of the country's wars over the last 50 years, from the drug battles and the civil wars and stuff. That's the positive nature, image, and message of the Playing for Change movement. It's a really beautiful song.
Well, we have a special place in our hearts for Colombia.
Absolutely.
So, thanks for bringing this song.
Oh.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to go find some arepas somewhere in the city. I've had it.
That's it.
I need arepas now.
I need a cup of coffee like we had when we were there.
To hear full versions of the songs we played in today's show and check out really cool videos, log on to our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.
Colombia, tierra mestiza, mi Colombia, tierra hermosa, llena de mares, llena de montañas, de pájaros, hay de árboles.